This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia says, yes, it did that. A series of intense strikes on several cities in Ukraine this morning. Payback, says President Putin, for, among other things, that attack last weekend on a key bridge that Russia uses to get to Crimea. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, among the cities that got hit. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A Ukrainian presidential office video handout shows burning cars and firefighters in Kyiv's Shevchenko district. The voiceover in Russian saying, they've struck here and there, they're injured, civilians are helping. Here is the ambulance. An emergency service spokesman said in a statement, the first strikes on the capital in 4 months targeted the center of the city and left dead and wounded. After the early morning strikes in Kyiv, more loud explosions were heard later in the morning in an intensification of Russia's attack that could spell a major escalation in the war.
Three U.S.-based economists have won the Nobel Prize in Economics, Ben Bernanke, Douglas Diamond, and Philip Dybig. The Royal Swedish Academy saying,
they obtained the prize for research on banks and financial crises.
Another Nobel Committee spokesman says they've improved our ability to avoid both serious crises and expensive bailouts. The International Red Cross and the UN say more has to be done to deal with heat waves around the world that could take many lives in the future. Some cities in China are imposing new lockdowns and travel restrictions after the number of new daily COVID cases tripled during a week-long holiday. Outbreaks have been reported across the country. New York Congressman and Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin says two teenagers were shot and wounded right outside his Long Island home. Congressman Zeldin says his family is safe. Police are trying to figure out who did this. This is AP News. Kanye West is in some online trouble. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Not long ago, Kanye West changed his name to just Ye. Now two social media sites have changed his status to persona non grata. Ye has had his Twitter and Instagram accounts locked because of posts that are widely seen as anti-Semitic. In one, Ye vows to go DEFCON 3, as he put it, on Jewish people, an apparent reference to the military status known as DEFCON 3. In the other post, he claims Jews are toying with him and trying to control him. Both posts were deleted from the sites, but have turned up in an internet archive.
The head of Germany's National Cybersecurity Agency is under scrutiny over reports of ties to Russian intelligence. There's growing concern in Germany that the country's critical infrastructure might be targeted by Russia because of Berlin's support for Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.